Well, welcome to this edition of Chiefs Rewind. The Chiefs lose to the Green Bay Packers, 38-28. Mitch Holthus with you along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. All right, we talked all week long, you and I both, about the recipe to win here. The Chiefs did exactly the opposite of that. What about falling behind so early?
It puts them in a tough spot. And you know that once they got ahead, the Chiefs were going to have to throw, and they were going to pin their ears back, and they were going to come after Alex Smith. And they finished with 7 sacks on the day. You can't protect the quarterback. You're not going to be able to find a lot of success. But the Chiefs did chip away a little bit in the second half. It was a little bit too little too late.
Right.
But Alex Smith, 22 of 32 for 251 yards in that second half. Made it interesting at the end, but I think the final score wasn't really indicative of how close the game was.
I want to take you back to the initial drive. The Chiefs, okay, they defer, so they're going to kick it off. But they get Rodgers on a 3-and-out here at home, which is amazing. They've had 19 straight games. They've had a first-quarter touchdown. But how damaging was the quick 3-and-out? Because I think there were 6 3-and-outs in this game, maybe 7.
Yeah, the offense just, it never seemed to get going in the first half. And you don't know what the reasons for it were. Coach Andy Reid after the game said it's his responsibility. He needs to do a better job of getting these guys prepared. And he even said it during the postgame presser. He's already moved on to Cincinnati. But again, you already mentioned it. Getting down 14-0 early in this environment to that team, it was just too much they could overcome.
Yeah, but moving on to Cincinnati. Now, this is to your point about getting Macklin going. They got him revved up in the second half. Alex Smith to maybe gain some confidence. They get a touchdown in the two-minute offense. Yeah. How many of those things, speaking of revved up for Cincinnati, can you take into a short week in a game Sunday?
I think you take a lot, and I think one thing that we've talked a lot about is chunk plays on offense. We saw a couple of those. Travis Kelce had the big one in the first half, actually the first sign of life from the Chiefs offense. And then Jeremy Macklin, like you said, got it going in the second half. 8 catches for 141 yards and a touchdown in the second half. That's the Jeremy Macklin that we saw at training camp, that we saw during the preseason. We need to see that next week in Cincinnati.
Let's get more analysis. Let's go back to the studio. Here's Pete Sweeney and former Chief Dana Hughes.
Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios in Kansas City after the Chiefs' unfortunate 38-28 loss to the Green Bay Packers. And, Dan, we're going to get right into the video clips. We're going to Lambeau Field, and the Packers haven't lost there since January of 2014, so think about that. They start off hot. There's Randall Cobb with the end around. You're going to get used to seeing him. He had a great night for the Packers. Here you have Aaron Rodgers. A little shuffle pass to Eddie Lacy. Brings it up for 26 yards up the sideline. Derek Johnson pushes him out. And then Aaron Rodgers finishes off with a touchdown pass to Ty Montgomery for 8 yards. 7-0 Packers early.
This is a great job by Aaron Rodgers. Scanning the field. Has a lot of time in the pocket. Finds Ty Montgomery. Marcus Cooper slips. Makes him pay.
You just can't stop Green Bay. There's James Starks up the middle. Just wobbing, bobbing and weaving through the Kansas City defense. Then you have Alonzo Harris also up the middle. Eric Berry eventually brings him down. And then you have Aaron Rodgers picking on some of these younger cornerbacks for the Chiefs. A 3-yard touchdown for Randall Cobb. All of a sudden, the Chiefs defense wakes up, and who else to do it but Justin Houston in the backfield right there. An Aaron Rodgers incomplete pass. You don't see that a lot. And then here once again, Tom Bahali with the pressure. Forces an incomplete pass on fourth down. Huge stop for the Chiefs. And then Alex Smith relies on who else but Travis Kelce. Wide open down the sidelines and brings it up into Green Bay territory.
This is a great job by Travis Kelce. Takes advantage of the opening. Just gets a clean release off the line of scrimmage. Catches the ball and then gets downfield pretty quickly. It's a nice job getting the offense going. You have to get your playmakers the ball. They do it again here with Jamal Charles. This draw play, although Jamal only had 11 carries, that draw play worked to perfection all game long.
Makes it 14-7 Packers, but they just don't go away. Continue to add on to that lead as the half goes on. There you see Randall Cobb again bringing it out of bounds by Tyvon Branch. But there's a free play. James Jones with the touchdown for the Packers, and it's 24-7 at half. In the second half, the Chiefs would try to get something going, and they kind of looked like they had a little bit of momentum there, Dana.
A little bit more life in the second half. Offensively, they did a nice job. Started converting third downs and got some big plays down the sideline from Travis Kelce there to Jeremy Macklin. Then the angle route from Macklin for the first touchdown since 2013 to a wide receiver. Macklin does the professional thing, goes right to the sideline, recognize they're behind, trying to come back. The Chiefs do a decent job, but then there's Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers to James Jones once again. That's another free play, another play to James Jones. That's 52 yards. And then with 4 yards to go, they score the touchdown. Eventually, the Packers go on to win 38-28. second loss in a row for the Packers, second loss in a row for the Chiefs, Dan. And now what are some of these positives you look to as the Chiefs need to go to Cincinnati to play this coming Sunday?
Well, I think you can look at it multiple positives, Pete. When you look at the first half of the Houston game, you say there was a lot of things that they did well, scored 27 points. You look at it through the same lens in the second half of this game because the offense came alive in the second half. Now, granted, they still only converted 2 third downs in the second half or throughout this game, but yet they were still able to get more yardage, get the passing game going, got the wide receivers involved, scored some points, and made this a game. It looked dismal in the beginning, but it became a game as of late.
All right, well, now we're going to go to Lambeau Field to get some of the reactions from the Chiefs in the locker room. Let's go right now to Lambeau.
You win as a team, you lose as a team. There's no one unit, no one player that lost this game. We all lost this game together. So we got to get back to the film room, see what we did, and correct our mistakes, and move on.
Yeah, we were ready to rock this game, and I guess we weren't. But it felt come out here. We had great energy. We just had a lack of execution. You can have great energy and know your game plan and just not execute what we need to do. So it's fixable, but we need to do it.
We just didn't execute the fundamentals, man. It comes down to the end of losing the game. The fundamentals is usually a big part of it. Penalties. You can't hurt ourselves. You can't move backwards. Try and get in that zone. Just doesn't work like that. You gotta stay focused and keep putting things together, keep putting plays together, get down that field.
Green Bay's the hardest team to beat at home in the National Football League. They're now 42-7-1 here at Lambeau Field since 2009. The Chiefs thought they could win here, but getting down in a hole to this team and getting down 31-7 is too much to overcome. We had a chance to hear from head coach Andy Reid to get his reaction on the loss to the Green Bay Packers 38-28.
Chiefs Rewind is brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, Live Fearless, the Kansas City Steak Company, Taste, It Matters, and by Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally.
Kansas City down 14-0, second down, goal to go up the 9, hand off Charles, toss left inside the 5, touchdown, Kansas City, Jamal Charles puts the Chiefs back in the game.
Let me ask you about, and I think I know about Rodgers, a quarterback here, that the type of performer he is.
Yeah, Lynn, I mean, he played well. He's a great player. Had a good game.
What are your thoughts on the game?
Listen, I've got to get my team ready to play. I've got to do a better job myself, and I'll start there. And we have plenty of time to get ourselves ready. And so that's my responsibility, make sure we get there. We've got a short week here, and we need to get on with Cincinnati.
What about the penalties and the turnovers again?
Yeah, and that's my responsibility. I mean, those are discipline things, and we've got to make sure that we're more disciplined.
You're very hard on yourself because you're not out there. Your players are out there. What about the thoughts of Derek Johnson? That's good news. He broke the all-time tackle record.
No, he did. And listen, he's a heck of a player, and that is a positive. You're finding them. There are only a couple of them. So, and the fight, that the guys had on coming back, but you can't dig yourself a hole like we dug.
Well, when I talk to you next week in Cincinnati, I want to see that happy voice come there and a victory there. So, good luck next week.
I appreciate it, Lynn. Thank you.
So you and I know Andy Reid. He's never going to let one game affect his team moving forward. They want to get over it. But you hear him talk about the positive thing, Derek Johnson, at the end of the day, that is now the tackle leader. The rushing leader for the Chiefs, of course, is Jamaal Charles, and he had an amazing game starting with the second half.
Absolutely. Jamaal Charles has been the playmaker for this team for many seasons. Did an excellent job, a much better job in the red zone this week than he did last week. Caught the ball extremely well out of the backfield. Had 11 carries, had 5 receptions as well. Really, really catapulted this offense into an opportunity to steal a victory late in this ballgame.
And that's why he's our DraftKings Fantasy Performer of the Game. 11 carries, 49 yards, 3 touchdowns, 5 receptions for 33 yards. A total of 31.2. And such an important player for not only probably fantasy owners, but this Chiefs team.
Absolutely. The fans have to love Jamaal Charles. He gives his heart and soul in every single play, in every single game. And obviously the fantasy fans love it as well if they have him on his team, because he performed in extreme fashion today, like you said, Pete. 31 points on the night.
Remember, your top performer of the game is brought to you by DraftKings. If you use the promo code Chiefs, you can play for free today. After the break, BJ Kiss will be back at Lambeau Field with Derek Johnson. Stay with us.
Chiefs playing a single high safety with press cover on the outside. A blitz, and Rodgers goes down in a sea of red and white. And the blitz came from Ron Parker.
All right, DJ, we know it was a tough night overall, but 7 tackles, you became the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler. I know it stings right now, and it probably won't feel it for a few days, but just what did it mean to you to break that record tonight?
It means a lot. You know, when I first got here in 2005, you don't really set records or set goals to say, you know, I'm going to be the Chiefs' leading tackler. Your job is to get better every year as a young player and be dependable and be accountable for your teammates. And 11 years later, it all paid off. So I give all glory to God for allowing me to be in this opportunity. It's bittersweet, you know, tonight. It's bittersweet.
You said 11 years in this league. You've been through a lot, a lot of different teams. These young guys right now, they're on this defense with you, that they're going through a couple of tough games right now. What do you say to them? How do you kind of lead those guys?
Well, you have to. You got to have a short-term memory in this league. And, we played one of the best teams in the NFL tonight. It's not an excuse, but we came out really flat. And to, I guess, a good team like this, you get in the hole, it's hard to get out. So, credit to Green Bay. They did a great job. And we just got to go back to the drawing boards. We have a good team on roster, but roster's not going to win games for us. So we got to go back and look in the mirror, and we'll be good. It's still early. Still early.
A lot of season left. This is a short week. How important is it for you guys to turn the page quickly and get ready, knowing that you've got one shorter day before you head off to Cincinnati?
Well, you got to be conditioned for it. This is the NFL, so the veteran guys like myself will make sure the young guys will be ready for this next game coming up. It doesn't get any easier going against Cincinnati, and they're 3-0. So it's going to be a tough one. But if we want to do anything great, we got to go through some a little adversity. So we'll get the guys. We'll rally the guys.
Sounds good, DJ. And congratulations again.
Appreciate it.
So there you see Derek Johnson, the Chiefs' franchise tackle leader for his career. Really tough day on defense, 38 points given up, but there were some impact plays that you can't really ignore.
Absolutely. You look at Justin Houston, he's the energy of this defense. You had some good plays by Jay Howard and Alan Bailey, but no question that the leader of this defense, and has been for a decade, has been Derek Johnson. And it's just fitting that he's able to catapult over Gary Spaney into the top tackler in Chiefs history. The defense did a decent job at times. They got pressure on Aaron Rodgers there and got the sack. But overall, it wasn't a winning performance, offense, defense, and special teams. A special day for Derek Johnson, but like he said, it's a day where they want to move on from, take some of the good, take some of the bad, take some of the ugly, learn from it, and move on to Cincinnati as quickly as possible.
All right, Dane, and right now BJ and Mitch are back at Lambeau with wide receiver Jeremy Maclin after his big touchdown reception tonight.
Chance to talk with Jeremy Maclin here. The Chiefs lose to the Packers 38-28. You get 110 in the fourth quarter now, 141. The blood kind of got flowing. How much of that can you carry over into this week and into Cincinnati?
Well, I think the more important thing is getting off to a faster start. Not even just personally, but, you know, just as a team together and our offense, you know, we just got to, you know, we can't have negative plays. You can't spot good football teams' points. You're not going to win in this league when you do that. So I think more importantly, we just got to get off to a faster start.
What you guys were able to do offensively in the second half, were there adjustments that you guys made, or is it simply just you guys going out there and executing the way?
You know, a little bit, but I think we just executed. You know, this has nothing to do with the coaches. I think this is all on the players. First half, too many missed assignments. You know, even on to the second half, when games are going like that, you need somebody to step up and stop the bleeding. I feel like I had a chance there in the third quarter to kind of do so, end up dropping the ball. So you just can't have those type of things, man. So, we just got to get better.
Like the 61-yarder, though, J-Mac. Got to ask you, though, the third down numbers are still pretty wicked after three games. To get improved there, to go to Cincinnati and get that number up, what has to happen?
I think for starters, we got to stop getting the third and long. I think that's for starters. Like I said, we've got to be better on first and second down, whether we're passing the ball or running the ball. But we got a good football team, man. We honestly got a good football team. You know, I've been on some bad football teams. So I know the difference in the locker room. I know the difference in the guys that we have. So we just got to get it right.
On a short week, you guys are preparing for Cincinnati. What have you learned about these guys since you've been with them through OTAs that makes you feel confident and that you guys will be able to bounce back and you're going to have a good week of preparation going into that game?
I just think we got a lot of mature guys, a lot of guys who understand what it takes to win in this league. We all know that what we did tonight is not acceptable. So we'll get better. We'll go back to the film room, go back to the practice field. Attention to details. Like I said, it is a short week. Take care of your bodies. Do everything that pros are supposed to do to get themselves ready for the next game.
Jeremy Maclin, 8 receptions, over 140 yards, but still disappointed that the Chiefs didn't win. You like that, and really a veteran leader for this team.
Absolutely. That's what you want to see from a veteran leader. You want to see a guy that's not going to be content with stats, that's not going to be content with getting his first touchdown as a Chief, but wants to win ball games. And I think he's on the right track mentally. He's going to have that kind of effect in the locker room. And to me, Pete, it's special when you see that. In a loss, right after the game, he's talking about moving on, talking about, although I acknowledge there was some good things, we still have a lot of things to be able to improve on, specifically getting going early in the game. And to me, that's what I want to hear from those guys. And you watch some of the plays that he made. In his 8 catches, we saw separation. We saw some big plays. We saw some, obviously, the touchdown. To me, that's the start of something big.
So Maclin and the Chiefs ready to turn the page onto Cincinnati. That'll do it for Dana and I in the studio. When we come back, Mitch and BJ will have their final takeaways from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Chiefs Rewind is brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, Live Fearless, the Kansas City Steak Company, Taste, It Matters, and by Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally.
Welcome back to Green Bay. The Chiefs lose 38-28 to the Green Bay Packers. Now to fall to 1-2 on the year, but now you got to turn this page very fast. This is another short week. Getting ready to play a really good Cincinnati team. How do you handle the short week?
That's where you lean on the veteran leadership. And we talked about it last week. These guys had 10 days to prepare for this game. Now they're going to have to turn the page, like you said. And they've got to get ready on a short week. Coach Reed, in his press conference, he already said that he's already turned the page. That's where we lean on the veteran leadership of this group. Because as much as we want to talk about this game and get down about this game because it was a tough one, it's just the third game of the season. There's still a lot of season left. Team is 1-2 right now. They can turn things around by going to Cincinnati and playing a good game. But again, that's going to be a very, very tough place to go. It's one of the most talented rosters in the NFL.
Terrific wide receivers. A.J. Green was unstoppable against Baltimore during the weekend. Phillip Gaines goes down with an injury. The Chiefs had to improvise with safeties Branch out there. Now, that secondary, how much will they get tested? Because they're going to be in a lot of nickel-dime again this week.
Well, Coach Reed said that Gaines was just a knee sprain, which is the good news. They're going to do an MRI just to be sure, but he said it was a knee sprain. And one thing, we get starting quarterback Sean Smith back this week. He's missed some time. He's got to get back out on the field. But when you look at Cincinnati, you talk about that front seven, those guys along the defensive line, they're going to bring pressure. And tonight, there were 7 sacks by the Packers defense, 9 tackles for loss, 8 quarterback hits. The offensive line is going to have to be ready to go on a short week to protect Alex Smith to get this offense going, especially early in that game.
Yeah, Cincinnati's got some big humans that want to rip the flesh off the Chiefs offense. But Kansas City's going into Cincinnati. They're going to try to get a victory. We knew these first 4 games would be difficult. And the Chiefs got to try to somehow split these first 4 to get to 2-2. For BJ Kissel, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Chiefs Rewind.
65 toss power trap.